Good morning.
Good morning.
For our confession of sin, I will be reading from Romans chapter 6. We live in a society that is generally indifferent to the law of God and the wages of sin. Sadly, the church is often guilty of claiming grace as a license to sin. The sixth chapter of Romans encourages us to view our sin in light of the resurrection of Christ. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin, for he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments to righteousness to God. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name and recognize that we often fall short of your glory. Help us to consider Jesus' death and the agony our sin caused him. Help us to wage war on sin, knowing that we are victors through the death and resurrection of Christ. Amen.